The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. This is going to be an interesting conversation. We've never done this before, so it is something really unique. With us is Jason Wright. He goes by the pen name, if you will, of Jay Wright, and he is a creator of an action comic book. And not only does he do that, but he does all kinds of original artwork and stuff. We were just looking through his portfolio, and he does it all from here in Des Moines. Jay, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You brought your daughter Gwen along just to make sure that we all behave. Is that correct?
That's right.
Good
That's
man. Good man. How old is Gwen?
She's 9.
Yeah? Does she play softball?
She does.
Yeah?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, I know. She knows my granddaughter. This is how this whole thing happened, ladies and gentlemen. My granddaughter plays on the team that Gwen plays on. And Stephanie, your wife, is a coach. And so anyway, Joby's mom, Hunter, came home and said, hey, you got to interview this guy. He does cool stuff. Who knew? So tell us about this. I'm looking at a comic book. It's called Undead End, and it's got your name on it. So I'm going, you must do this.
That's right.
So tell us how you got started in doing comic book art.
Okay, well, I grew up, reading comics, and, I really liked art. I drew all the time. When I was in high school, I took all the art classes and stuff, and it came to a point where, I was doing my own assignments because I had covered everything that they had done. And the art teacher, Mrs. Yeast at Lincoln High School, actually, she, just gave me things to do just so I could stay busy, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple of, options for college that I was exploring. One of them was the Art Institute in Minnesota, Minneapolis. Right out of high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I didn't know if I was actually cut out to be an artist professionally. So I ended up going to just work for, full time right out of high school. And when I met Stephanie, which is Gwen's mom, my wife right now,
did you get that, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, no, I just mean,
I understand. Yeah. No, that's all right, anyway. Stephanie, hang in there.
No, she's safe. She's fine. She saw that I was an artist and everything, and she started to encourage me to, follow up on that.
Yeah.
And there was a school in New Jersey called the Joe Kubert School of Cartoon and Graphic Art. It's a mouthful, but I'd actually known about it since I was young. There was ads for it in comic books and stuff. And so I applied, and I was accepted. And after she finished grad school, we moved together to New Jersey, and I went there for the three-year program.
3 years?
Yeah, it's a fully accredited college in New Jersey.
Comic book art.
Yeah, it's a comic book college, basically, yeah.
Tyler, were you up on this? No? No, Tyler didn't know. Okay.
There's only like two or three schools in the world, I think. Three or four that do offer some kind of instruction on graphic novels, comic book art. SVA, School of Visual Arts in New York, is one. Savannah College of Art and Design in Savannah, Georgia, is another. And then Joe Kubert. And I think there's another one, but I can't recall what the name is.
So you went to school, you went to the three-year program, and then what'd you do?
Immediately after that, I was actually, trying to find some work out of school.
Really?
And I mean, I had a couple of small jobs. I did some greeting card design.
Mm-hmm.
I did some storyboards and concept art for Kraft Foods and Mars, because they have their headquarters in New Jersey. And then one of my instructors, Adam Kubert, actually, he used an assistant for producing his comic book art. And he's a really well-known artist. He's worked on every major, Superman, X-Men, if you've heard of it, he's worked on it, Spider-Man. And he uses an assistant to help him with his layouts and doing backgrounds.
Okay.
So he would lay out an entire page and then hand it off to me, and I would produce the background art. So if it was a building, a landscape, cars.
He would do the main character.
He would do the characters, okay, and then I would do the backgrounds. And I did that for a few years, and I probably learned. I mean, I worked in his studio with him, and it was one of the best learning situations especially right out of college when you're just ready to start working. You know, I was learning and getting paid, and it was like an internship, but it was a great experience. And then right after that, we moved back to Iowa just to be with some family. We had Gwen with us, and we got married and, you know, started working here. And, you know,
you started working here. Mm-hmm. What were you working here on then?
I was just doing freelance stuff, my home studio, which is kind of nice about this work is I can kind of do it anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And so somewhere along the way, you decided, okay, hey, I can do this. I can do this for other people, or I can do it for me and start a comic book of my own.
Yep. That was kind of the impetus, was I wanted to do sort of an exercise. I knew every step of the way. I knew, you know, from the writing to the finishing.
You had it down.
Yeah. At the school, they cover everything.
Sure.
And so I thought, well, I need to put it into practice. So I put this together. You know, I kind of set out, I wrote a script, had kind of a loose idea, and kind of started on that. And this is what it ended up at. And it was a learning, you know, obviously,
sure,
it was a learning exercise, but I think it turned out really well. My goal was to make it look indiscernible from anything else that you might find from a major publisher.
When you walked in, I have a good friend by the name of Tim Lloyd, and Tim Lloyd is a self-described nerd. All right. And he is into comic books. And he gave me, now back when I was reading comic books, back in '07 or, you know, back in the old days, it was Superman, Batman, you know, the Green Lantern, those kinds of things. And they were classic comic books, you know, and I could follow the storyline and it all made sense. And Tim gave me five of his books. I can't even tell you what the name is. And I opened them up and I started reading them. It sounded pretty interesting until I got to like page three. I had no idea what any of this stuff was about, you know, and it was really a little bit bizarre. And I get it. Okay. If Tim likes it, Tim can like it. But I didn't understand what was going on. This book that you've done here, now, is this the first edition or are you planning on more? How do you distribute this? How does it happen?
So, yeah, this is the first issue of a 3-issue miniseries.
Okay.
It's the second issue's in production right now. Since I'm not getting paid to produce this, I only get paid from sales of the book.
Sure.
It's always the last thing I'm working on.
Of course.
So I take freelance work and I work on that. And then when I'm finished with that, I'll work in between projects on this.
Got it.
So currently the second issue is being drawn. It's almost finished being drawn. And then I have to do all the, you know, the digital finishing work where color, letter, design, and putting the book in, you know, putting it together as a book.
Correct.
Ready for print.
And then where is it printed at, Jay?
Actually, this one was printed through a company in Chicago called Print Ninja. And they kind of specialize in comic books and graphic novels. And they do some other stuff, you know, art kind of portfolios.
So when you go to a party or something and people are saying, hey, what do you do? You know, and you say, I'm a comic book.
Yeah.
Guy?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, I can fancy it up and say I'm an illustrator.
Yeah, there
you
go.
When I say artist, it's, you know.
It's cool.
It's cool, too, but.
I like it.
You know, comic book artist that really conjures a certain.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Image, especially now with all the movies and stuff. People kind of are more familiar with that world. And it's actually really, you know, it's fun. So, you know, it always has a good conversation around.
I'm sure.
You know, you can talk to pretty much anybody about it. Everybody wants to kind of hear about it and, like. Oh, you can make money doing that?
Yeah, really? You can make money? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So this genre is what? What would you say? This looks kind of like scary, horror stuff.
It's a horror comedy. So it's
horror comedy?
Yeah. It's there's some scary and gory stuff in there, but it's
like the hand coming out of the pizza box. I like that.
Yeah. It's more, you know, it's all kind of goofy. There's some horror elements, but the story is about a hypochondriac germaphobe in a zombie plague outbreak.
Well, there you go. That'll work.
So, yeah, it's, you know, he's kind of, the zombies kind of represent like a, you know, the personification of his fears.
Got it. Yeah. According to genres, now, again, when I was reading comic books, and I read them just for, you know, because that's what kids do.
Yeah.
There were just like, you know, a couple of genres, but I've walked into comic book stores now and the walls are plastered with all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm surprised. And people have fans according to whatever genre they're into?
Oh, yeah. You can find, I mean, if you're a fan of something, you can find a comic book for it. It's it's really kind of exploded over the last 10 years, I'd say. There really are a lot of different genres that branch out. If you look at like film and TV now, there are certain like shows and movies that are based on comic books, and you wouldn't even know that it was based on a comic. It's just, it doesn't look like it's a comic book because it doesn't have a superhero in it. And but it is.
But the storyline came from the comic book.
Correct, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's next? I mean, and you brought some portfolio. I mean, some great art.
Thank you.
I saw all kinds of original stuff that you've done here. Mm-hmm. This is really well done.
Thanks.
And how do you market yourself to people who are interested in hiring you for graphic design?
Well, it's actually kind of like a snowball. I do work for one person, and then they have this work that somebody else sees, and then that person reaches out, and maybe that person that I did the work for to begin with wants me to do something else for them. And, you know, it just kind of builds on itself.
Sure.
So the longer I work, the more work I get.
How different is that freelance work that you're doing in illustration versus the comic book art?
It can be pretty different. I've done some like album covers, and, you know, that it's not totally different because they've wanted to, you know, they came to me for a reason based on the comic book stuff. But, you know, sometimes there's people that really want me to change up the style, and like, you know, it's not something I can't do. I like to be versatile and stuff. But when I, you know, get back to it, this is the kind of work that I want to produce on a regular basis.
And is there a commercial appeal for what it is you do on the freelance side as well as this? I mean, this is something that you can make a living at?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I told you earlier I was thrown out of kindergarten because I couldn't cut a straight line. So I'm always very, very intrigued by people who have real artistic abilities. Good stuff. His name is Jay Wright, ladies and gentlemen. And you have a website, or how do we do this?
Yeah, you can find me online. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Jay Wright Stuff.
The Jay Wright Stuff.
It's pretty easy to remember, I think.
All right. So we will make sure that we link out to all of that on the radio blog. Very interesting stuff.
Thank you.
And congratulations. You have a lovely daughter, by the way. And Gwen's been very, very good over here watching Dad go through all this stuff. It is called The Undead End, a series of three comic books produced by and written and illustrated by Jay Wright. Good stuff. Coming soon for news updates and all kinds of stuff. There's a Facebook page and everything.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
His name is Jay Wright, ladies and gentlemen, a comic book illustrator and publisher, apparently. All right, we're going to have to step aside and find out what happened today on Wall Street. Jay, thanks for doing this.
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
We really enjoyed it. What did happen on Wall Street? We will lay down all the numbers when we come back, and then we're going to be talking about food and the international airport. It's all to come on the Business News Hour. Who's gonna ride that?